Blog Talk Radio.
I've been everywhere, man, looking for someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe, looking for you, babe, searching for you, babe.
I love that song.
Oh, Thursday.
Hello? Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe that.
I know. It's good. It's been a very crazy week. Corey and I started the week off just like all kinds of backwards, calling Monday Tuesday and Tuesday Friday. It was very strange.
Were you bass backwards?
We are bass backwards, yes. The force threw us all off. All right, as you heard. Sorry.
Go ahead.
As y'all heard, it is Thursday night. It is another episode of This Week in Gaming with Gamer Girls Radio. And because the way I started it the past couple weeks, we're going to do it again. Over there in the left corner is the sexy, the infamous, the very tall blonde wonder, Mr. Master Blaster. How are you?
He sucks.
You weren't supposed to tell them. You weren't supposed to tell them. That was going to be our little secret.
What? Since when do I keep secrets?
I know you don't. You never keep secrets. Hi, everybody. It's been an interesting week, especially with the holiday being. For those of you in the United States listening to this, and those of you, I would have said North America, but I guess it's specifically to the United States. 4th of July was yesterday. Lots of fireworks, lots of adult beverages for those of you of drinking age. And so I had the day off work. It was interesting. So I came in for 2 days, went home, had like a day off, and then I had today, and tomorrow's like the last day before the weekend. So it's kind of been a short week.
I'm confused.
I know. Don't worry about it. Just keep listening. You'll eventually get it, Corey.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm confused about the days. In my head, it's like,
all right.
I'm like, is it Sunday? Wait, it's
not
Tuesday.
Quite. No, not yet. And then I guess I should go ahead and finish this. Over there in the right corner, the sexy, the luscious, the woman I'm going to molest this weekend, Miss Corey, Gaminatrix. How are you doing, ma'am?
Why you gotta molest me?
I don't know. Sounded good.
I don't do girls. I keep telling y'all that.
Oh, come on, Corey. You never know.
What do you mean I never know? Yes, I do know. I know.
No, we're trying.
We said you're going to finish this. I was thinking, finish her.
No. And then in our chat room, because she's having technical difficulties, the woman of the boobage, the wonderful, lusty voice of Snow, is not here tonight. She's in the chat room, so you can go over there and chat with her. Hello, Miss Snow. And then I guess it comes to me. Hey, I'm the redheaded brat. I'm Ginger. Yay! Okay.
I'm
no longer hungover, but I am still a little tired.
Not happy?
I'm not happy.
What are you not happy about?
Because Ginger's coming, I have to clean up and stuff.
I need to talk to you about that, by the way. I'm still we're going to Austin, but I don't know if we're going to make it that direction. I don't know.
Now I'm really going to fucking cut you. Stabbing you all up in your eye.
Hey, you know it's not me. You know it's not me.
You know it's not me, man.
You has a gang of folk. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Anyway.
Oh, hello, guest 10818. If you want to join us and chat with us in the actual chat room, if you'll go up there, make an account, and sign back in, you can chat with us.
We have an actual chat room. Please come chat with us.
Actually, I have a homework assignment for all of you. Need to do during the show. I need for you to go to Google search right now.
I'm there.
I want you to search for Chuck Norris And then I want you to pick the first search option.
Chuck Norris?
Yes.
That's, okay. That's what came up, is Chuck Norris. I'm saying that was the first search option.
What came up.
Okay, yeah. click that.
Uh-huh.
Now I want you to read down there where it says.
Oh my god.
Ghosts sit around the campfire and tell stories of Chuck Norris.
Everyone is different every time you open it.
That's crazy.
Very nice.
Chuck Norris can split the atom with his bare hands.
Mine says, Google will not search for Chuck Norris because it knows you don't find Chuck Norris. He finds you.
You know what's interesting about that is he used to really hate that. Like, he was really did not like the jokes. And it seems like on the official site, anyways, he has embraced the Chuck Norris jokes.
If the geeks love him, he should embrace it.
Yeah, and it's funny because a lot of his policies and stuff, his personal like beliefs and stuff, go very contrary to what a lot of gamers do.
The fact that they still kidding, right?
The fact that they still like him, I guess proves maybe that gamers are more tolerant than we give them credit for, one, and two, that the I guess the persona, or I should say the I don't know what the word is, but people like Chuck Norris regardless of what he actually believes and says.
I think the main thing is people don't see him as an actual human being. They see him as an actor, a stereotype. He's kind of a joke of himself, you know? Nobody really takes him serious. I mean, sure, he's got these radical beliefs like Texas should secede from the Union and da-da-da.
Bitch, you're crazy.
First president of Texas. No, I'm so serious, dude.
Now, wait a minute. Why does Chuck Norris have to succeed from the Union? Why doesn't the Union succeed from him?
You know?
Because you do not succeed from Chuck Norris.
That's right.
I forgot. I mean, he's got a parody of himself. It's just ridiculous. So nobody takes him serious. So that's why us gamers just, you know, keep right on with the jokes, because nobody actually cares what he really thinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, speaking of jokes and not caring what people think, I shouldn't say that, because I actually do like Game Informer magazine. I was reading, only reason why I go and visit a GameStop anymore is to go in there and just get my Game Informer subscription. I buy some sort of game that I've been kind of wanting, but feeling too lazy to actually go to a real store, and I go and buy it just so I can get the little membership and get the Game Informer. Mm-hmm. So I got my Game Informer a couple days ago, and there was a hot piece of article in there. That's why I get Game Informer. It was all about the crazy business with Activision, EA. And the studio that Infinity Ward. It was a nuts article. They sat down with the two. I don't know if you guys remember what happened. Do I need to refresh everybody's memory or?
Go ahead.
So you know, Infinity Ward was the makers of the very popular Modern Warfare game series, and so they made the original Modern Warfare, and then Modern Warfare 2, which was actually first one was Call of Duty Modern Warfare, second one was Modern Warfare 2. And basically, as they were finishing up development on Modern Warfare 2. Activision came in and fired the two founders of that studio, Infinity Ward, because mm-hmm. at the time Activision owned them, fired them. And then not only that, but Activision told the employees that unless they finished Modern Warfare 2 and agreed to work on Modern Warfare 3, they weren't going to pay them for the work they'd already done on Modern Warfare 2. I mean, it was nuts, and it was all because they were accusing the founders of that studio, Infinity Ward, of talking to EA Games and purposely, you know, missing deadlines and stuff. But they really weren't missing any deadlines, but they were accusing them of all this really crazy stuff. You know, basically, oh, you're going to leave us for EA, and you're going to set up shop with EA, and all this kind of – I mean, it was a nuts article. So if you go to GameStop and you get a copy of Game Informer as part of your subscription to GameStop – check out that article. It was really interesting. I mean, there's so many details there. I wouldn't do it justice if I sat here and explained it all to you. But if you get Game Informer, check that out. It was freaking awesome.
Well, this actually came in after we did the news this morning, but we have to talk about it because it's WikiLeaks.
Oh, what happened to WikiLeaks?
Well, they are at it again. They're now revealing millions of Syrian conflict emails.
Really?
Yes. They have released 2 million emails associated with the Syrian government officials and what it's calling the Syria file. They're going to end up dead, really.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, when you're dealing with the U.S., we may kill you, but at least nobody's going to know we did it. These people don't care. They're just going to walk up to you on the street, blam,
exactly.
all in the face.
Exactly.
They don't care. They don't care. The emails are dated between August 2006, March 12th, were pulled from the Ministries of Presidential Affairs, the Foreign Affairs Office, Finance, Information, Transport, and Culture. And they put it up on the WikiLeaks website. And the leak is supposed to stem from a conflict currency occurring in Syria between the government headed by President Bashar Assad of Syria and those who oppose the ruling Baath Party. Baath Party, I guess is how you say it. But
Baath Party. Baath, if you're from Britain, you pronounce Baath. It the Baath Party.
Yes, because it's a double A. It could be Baath. You could be right.
Really, dude? Wow.
Okay, so 2 million, let me tell you how many emails there are. 2,434,899 emails. With and releasing 678,752 different email addresses and consists of 8 times the amount of documents exposed in Cablegate.
That is not just a WikiLeak, that is a Wiki tsunami. But I have to say this.
I have to say this,
and please don't hurt me if I don't quite understand. Why the hell should we care as gamers?
Well, because
it's our fellow nerds.
I want to know how this affects me, though. Like, what's the deal?
You know how this affects you because the people always lump all of us in together. The nerds,
yeah,
the geeks, the hack. We're all in the same boat, and when they shoot a hole in it, we're all going to sink. It don't really matter that we don't know them.
We've already got this whole SOPA PIPA ACTA thing going on that these people are trying to pass. And then you got these rogues out here that are doing bullshit like this, and they're the ones who are helping the public to see, or at least to be made seen, that all us geeks and us nerds, us gamers, we're bad, we're evil, juvenile delinquents. Yeah, we're all about hacking and stealing your stuff, man.
I'm changing stoplights and making them all go green at the same time, like if you didn't hack.
I'm in your modem.
Thank God the aliens use our OS. Thank God.
You stop it. You all, see, that's a geek reference right there.
Hey, it was July 4th. I had to make an Independence Day reference.
Wasn't there Independence Day on every fucking channel yesterday?
I just have to say one thing. I have to say one thing. If aliens ever come to Earth, I'm going to punch them in the face and say, welcome to Earth.
And they're going to say, thank you. Thank you. That's how we say hello, too. Bam, and they're going to hit you back. It was like a weird thing. Every channel I put it on was, oh, I got to get me one of these. It's my remote stuff. What?
You know what it is? Independence Day should be renamed Will Smith Day.
It should be.
They should play all the Men in Black series. They should
see,
play
now you messed up. No. No. That Men in Black 2 was some.
The newest one was a little bit of a tearjerker.
I haven't seen it yet.
I had a tear.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not going to. Of course not. Please. I have class, ladies. I have class.
Oh.
I have class.
Anybody else know that?
That's your asses.
Our asses are hot.
Hot asses. Rah. No, but I want to say this, that I really think, though, that they should rename it Will Smith. I like Will Smith still.
He's awesome.
He is awesome. He's become.
He's been converted to the whole Scientology thing, though, hasn't he?
No,
he's smart for that.
Okay.
Will Smith. Tom Cruise had taken the liking to his wife for a short period of time, is what happened, and then. Remember they were in that movie together. So after the movie was over, he was kind of following Will's wife around. You know, Tom Cruise's next wife is going to be a black woman. I don't know how to tell y'all this. Think about it. We've had three girls. We've had Thandie Newton. We've had Paula Patton.
That's right.
And then he was hanging around Will Smith's wife really heavily at one time. And when I say heavily, I mean like going to her band's concerts and all this kind of business.
He just needs to use one of those memory synapse things on Tom Cruise. Here, take a look at this button.
Beep.
Okay, listen, you're not going to fall for any kind of crazy religions anymore. You're going to go out there. You're going to have an epiphany that Scientology is a giant scam. And that you need to stop jumping up.
There are no aliens climbing up in your brain.
You need to stop jumping up those pouches, all right? That's all I'm going to say about that. I mean, look what happened to Rick James. When he put his shoes on the couch, look what happened.
Fuck your couch! Oh, I'm sorry.
My legs, Charlie Murphy, my legs.
Wow.
I love you.
What happened to Dave Chappelle?
Dave Chappelle got tired and went off somewhere else. Okay. I do
want to bring
this to the forefront. I need to bring this to the forefront because we have a first ever in history.
What is it?
All right, what's going on?
Okay, this is a company we have kind of dealt with on and off over the years, and I kind of only wanted to deal with them, honestly, because they had a man in charge of a group called Women in Games Jobs. I really don't want to talk to you as the guy being the head of Women in Games.
Why? Why was there a guy the head of that?
Yeah, you explained that to me. But anyway, they have appointed their first CEO, Gina Jackson. Gina Jackson, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, spent more than 20 years in the industry. She's currently MD of software consultants, Blushing Blue. I kind of like that. Congratulations to you. And she's worked at some heavy hitters. She's worked at, we haven't heard of Kudu before, at least I haven't, but she's worked at Eidos and Nokia.
Nice. Mm. Oh, Nokia. She survived Nokia? That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised there's not like a permanent like hand-shaped red, like, what do you call it, bruise on her ass from working at Nokia.
She looks like she's a nice little proper British girl.
I'm just saying Nokia is not, at least in my, at least the people that I've met from Nokia were not exactly the most friendly towards women gamers or the most, put this way, the sexist pigs.
Yeah, they were. But you handled them. They were afraid of you, weren't they?
They, they were too drunk to remember. I mean, there really wasn't very many options. I could throw them off the skyscraper, but that'd be murder. So it was kind of like, well.
Plaster, do you know that we keep you around just because you're big and you can put the foot down?
No, they thought it was one of them. That's what it was.
You should have let them know.
You're a guy. One of us. You're going to find our jokes humorous.
You should have grabbed some of their asses just to throw them off. I do find your jokes humorous. Want to talk about it later?
Oh, wow. See, I like this idea.
That would have set them right up.
I don't think there's enough soap in the world. I would have to wash my hands vigorously.
That's why you wash your hands. Aww. But the point being would be the joke would be on them. Just the joke.
The hilarious
would ensue.
Yeah, I don't see the humor of that. No.
Well, let me switch to something that's probably going to upset you. You know, you can't go to Russia anymore.
Why
can't we go to Russia anymore?
Well, they're trying to censor the porn, the drugs, the suicide.
I don't care about drugs. You can keep the drugs. The porn?
Porn being censored.
What?
No, man. I need my midget porn.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, back it up. Back the train up. Why? There's got to be a reason.
There's no reason. Is there a reason for SOPA ACTA PIPA? Was there a reason really to shut down Mega Upload other than there's money behind it?
Fear.
Again?
Fear. So there was two camps with SOPA, right? It was the camp of I have lots of money and I think that my digital content's being stolen by all these kids downloading all my YouTube all my music and all that stuff. So I'm gonna pay some people I'll pay some dirty politicians some money and they're gonna vote for stuff. And then there was the crowd
because I like that.
Then there was the crowd of, oh my God, I'm afraid of the terrorists and the internets. I'm going to help. You know, I want to keep tabs on everybody, like Batman did in that one movie. That's what.
He reached for Batman.
He reached. That was a Batman. That's hard to do.
That's hard to do.
It is hard.
I'm just saying. That's what happened. That's the two camps that were involved in this. So in Russia, I don't see a lot of fear. One, right? Two, and they've already got basically their whole populace by the balls. So I don't see why they would need. I mean, they don't have any money over there. I mean, let's be honest with each other. And then they live and breathe and eat and sleep on pirating. So I don't.
Pirating and potatoes.
You lives on pirating.
It lives on pirating. So why?
And my other question is, isn't like prostitution legal there?
No, child brides are legal.
Child bride? Oh, that's better. Child brides. Are legal.
Not child brides. Russian brides. Excuse me. Russian.
All right.
Russian brides. You get.
That's not cool, people. You know what, people? I understand you've got your whole moral system. You believe in some.
No, you know that is not what we talked about this morning. This has to do with money and censorship. They don't want, you know, people saying anything about anything. Remember we were saying this morning, they censored all of the .ru domains.
Mm-hmm.
Compromat.ru, which does
Russia.
Yeah, yeah, does all the stories on corruption in Russia. Also, they closed another news website, or they tried to. Yeah, MoscowPost.ru. So they ended up switching to .net and .com domains because, of course, they don't have any control over them because they belong to us over here.
Mm-hmm.
So there, that's all that boils down to is they want to muzzle their people, which is
so
the same
words,
thing.
They're building a virtual wall.
Yeah, that's what they were calling it, the China-style Great Firewall of censorship.
Oh, come on, that's a terrible name. You can come up with a better name than that.
It don't.
Digital Wall of Berlin.
The Wall of
like Crazy Ivan Wall or something like that. The Crazy Wall of Ivans. There you go.
You see, that's what was happening with SOPA and PIPA. That's pretty much where they were headed. Only they know here, as crazy as we say other countries are, Americans will lose their damn minds. You mean I can't watch my porn? I'm a born American.
America.
And my God, given right to be able to watch midget porn.
America.
I got my shotgun, I got my Miller, my Schlitz, my liquor.
Hold on. You're what?
I said Schlitz. That's right. I reached way back. Don't ask me where I pulled that from. That was a beer. I don't remember anything. I just remember it was a silver can. Anybody in the South remember that beer? Okay. I didn't drink it. I was little. I just remember hearing every time some adult said it, I was like, are you saying Schitz or Schlitz? What is... That doesn't sound appetizing to me. I don't know why
no,
you drink.
No. Ew.
You're trying to tell me that.
That's pretty much what beer tastes like to me anyway. So.
Me too.
I can't quite fathom this, to be honest with you.
Why they were trying to block things? Because they think they can. We don't want people saying too much. Basically, it's going to affect my pocket in some way. The $2 billion I already have at the bank is not enough. Because when the zombie apocalypse comes, that $2 billion is going to protect me. Not. The zombies are still going to eat your ass. It don't care how much money you have. Oh, you're a billionaire? I'm not going to bite you. I'm only going to go for the poor people.
Oh, my goodness.
You know it's true, and the poor people are going to be the ones to survive. You know why? Because we already been living without. Because
we band together.
I banded together. Ginger and I have already decided we're going to shoot you in your knee. You're the biggest one. They can
exactly.
be munching on you for
exactly.
a while.
Yeah.
Sure.
They can munch on you for a while.
They come all the way down from Texas, where I live. All right, I'm just going to tell you right now that I have at least a good 10 yards, 20 yards of visibility all the way around my house. And I'm fully armed. Bring it on.
I am an excellent.
Bring it on.
Exactly.
Bring it on.
Right. I know how to shoot. I ain't scared of your visibility. All you got to do is walk past one of those very highly visible windows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sneak in and take my baby.
it's always that. Mm-hmm. All right. We're on the topic of stuff that pisses me off.
Uh-oh.
We talk about Smite. I've been wanting to talk about this.
Smite me.
Smite. All right, so Smite is a new Dota-like RPG game that's coming out, new strategy title. It's coming out from Hi-Rez Studios, and they're going to avoid all the world's most popular religions. But you know what? It's okay to make fun and pick on everybody else's. Rajan Zed, which is the president of the U.S.-based Universal Society of Hinduism, actually put in a complaint, and he even gave a interview with GameSpot. Anyways, who is it? But they made fun of Hinduism and several other religions, but they're going to avoid Jewish, Christian, and Islamic religions, all Abrahamic religions. What got me was that from the perspective of a video game, the key Abrahamic figures Adam, Noah, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad are not that interesting. In character design or gameplay, they are all human, and they would never have overlapped or interacted with one another. And they are all peaceful. At best, they would be support characters. All right. A, okay, it's your game, and make it however you're going to want. That's fine. B, don't bullshit me. I've read parts of the Bible. All right, I'm not going to say I've read it all. But, hey, those guys were not nice. Not all of them.
She didn't read the thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's husband.
Yeah, there's some bad shit that went down. I mean, come on. Jesus, like, came back from the dead, so you got the whole zombieism thing going on right there.
Mm-hmm.
Moses parted the Red Seas. I mean, it could be all sorts of superhero shit that goes on with this. But you don't want to do it because, you know, all these huge, the main religious groups are going to crack down on you. But it's all right. But let's pick on, you know, Hinduism and these other smaller religions because, you know, what are they going to say?
Well, wasn't there a game called Dante's Inferno? that came out not too long ago?
Does ring a bell.
Okay, Dante's Inferno, I thought was a pretty big take on Catholicism and, like, all the different levels of hell and things like that. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, that's Dante's Inferno as a take upon Catholicism. It's not actually an actual grab from Catholicism. They didn't go and say, we're going to make, you know, take the Virgin Mary and make her, you know, kill people or something.
But then there was also Darksiders, which featured the apocalypse, right, and the Revelation times, and you played You played War, one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and even in the continuation, Darksiders 2, you played Death. Also one of the four horsemen.
I may have to pick that up later. But in any case, the problem here is that your religious fundamentalists tend to get up at arms when you play one of the gods. You can play anybody else in the Bible. Anybody else you want.
Well, this just reminds me of South Park all over again. You know, they made fun of everybody else's religion but their own. And then you had the whole chef thing where, you know what, I'm going to quit because you make fun of Scientology. This is dumb.
This is
make
art.
None of them all or none of them.
Well,
all.
They did, though. See, that was the whole thing. So
yeah,
they ended up, like, killing Chef off in probably the worst way possible. I think he ended up being, like, the devil's, like, new ass buddy or something like that. I forget.
Oh, nice. I missed that episode.
They sued them to be able to air the episode. It had to do with Tom Cruise. But why is it? Why do we keep talking about Tom Cruise tonight?
I don't know.
But in any case, the thing that is, I'm still waiting for somebody to actually take on the Bible and actually do it and make it artistic and make it a fun game to play other than trying to get a message across. Just take it as a fictional book, and I'm not saying one way or the other. Please, little Christian people, do not call into the show angry. I'm not saying it is fiction. I'm not saying it's real either. But I wish somebody would sit down and take it as such. And say, I'm going to make a really good game out of this, and you can play this character. Maybe you want them to play Jesus. And, you know, it could be fun playing Jesus. You could walk around getting people drunk. You know, you could be, there's a ton of millions humorous or even serious things.
Cook.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean,
it'd be like a master chef.
I remember back when I had an NES, I had a copy of Bible Adventures, the video game.
No, but see, that's what I mean. There's the problem becomes when you have somebody who is Christian who says, I'm going to make a game, and then you have the people who don't, I'm not going to say disrespect, but they don't know how to put it in such a context that where maybe it could be humorous, and they say, this is a humorous take, we're poking fun, we're having fun, mm-hmm. or we're going to do a serious take on this, we're not Christian, we read the Bible, we got all these things, and we put them in an artistic context that works for a video game, but we have no other agenda other than making a fun game, but we just decided to use this book. It's different, and what we don't have is the people that walk that line and make a good game, and I'm waiting for it, somebody do it. I can't.
I don't know. Wait. Wasn't there also that what was that game where you played a little cherub? His name was Bob or something like that.
See, that's still a cherub. You know what I just said? They always do the supporting characters. They do the supporting characters. They won't give you a main character.
He was supposed to be like Jesus or something like that.
I don't think Jesus was in a cherub. Ben, I don't think.
Gotcha. I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure that there was a game like that.
Well, I'm still waiting, and movies are able to do it. They're able to have people play Jesus and do it in a humorous way or a serious way, and people accept it. And some of these people that do it
Messiah.
Are not.
That was the name of the game, Messiah.
Yeah, and some of these people are not Christians. What was it? One of my favorite movies. Well, no, God is in Dogma. That's one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
And God is Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, she's a girl.
The girl. And they keep saying throughout the movies that, you know, he's not really a girl, he's not really a boy, he's not really anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was done in such a humorous way. I love watching a movie. I did not take offense, and they kind of poke fun at a whole bunch of other different religions throughout the movie. So we got to find the game developer that's able to do that, and then not back down. There's an article about that this week too. A lot of developers are now looking at the who made Mass Effect 3. I can't think of their names right now.
I laugh, but I can't think.
They don't deserve to have their names mentioned after backing down and creating a new. Ending. You don't deserve to have your name mentioned. But another developer was saying the same thing that we say. It's bad. You should not be backing down. You created a work of art. Stand by your art. Who cares what the players think?
Stand by your art.
Okay, Jay is saying in the chat room that it's dangerous. A Bible-based game would do nothing but piss off all the other religious zealots who, funny enough, can't interpret the Bible themselves. See, that's but they're going to get pissed off anyway. They when the person who did the Passion of Christ wasn't, I don't think that was a Christian. Who did that?
That Mel Gibson, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mel Gibson is one of the most hateful people on the planet.
He is too.
And he did a movie about Christ, and they won all kind of awards. So, you know, they just got to find the right person that is able to do it and make it artistic. And I want to play that game. I want to be able to play Jesus or Jesus. You could make Jesus a girl, boy. You know, there's a whole bunch of things you could do there. You could just play around with that. Maybe I want to be a disciple.
Something, anything. I mean, but they're like, you know, these guys, they were peaceful. They would never fight. Bullshit!
And see, therein lies, you know what? That would make a good simulator. You know I love me some simulators. What if you got to be Jesus and you had a simulator? You had to calm the masses. And you had to figure out a way to do it with, you know, without revealing your powers. And at the same time, you know, be peaceful. You have to find the peaceful way to handle things and calm the people. And maybe when they were in your vicinity, you give off waves of calm.
See, I might actually be able to tolerate that enough to actually play that.
Yeah, so it's all about how you think about it. How can I do this in such a way where it's not insulting, it's interesting, it's fun to play? You could throw a little Bible rhetoric in there if you must. People like a little bit of that.
I guess my main complaint is people that are all like, you know, the Bible is all nice and butterflies and flowers. Oh. And no, it's not, man. There are some horrible stories in there, some horrible.
I want a game based on Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what I want to do. And then I want to be the rain of fire from the sky.
was the one? I can't remember. Some king or prince or something took a sister and raped a sister and made her his wife. And I can't remember who it was now. Anyways, yeah. Seriously, there's some fucked up shit in the Bible, dude.
CJ said my game is like Assassin's Creed but with blessings and stealth smiting. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Stealth smiting.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. He understands. Jay understands my gamer mind. Be like,
I will smite you.
Be like, let he use without you. Who among you is without sin cast the first stone? Then later be like, bitch, most stoned you. Ain't nobody watching. Minus 25 points.
For 2 seconds.
Like, minus 25 Jesus points for stoning.
It reminds me of when you do the little poke for our little guys on our islands. They kind of look around. What the hell was that?
And then their eyes start twitching.
Oh, we're evil.
And that game borrows very heavily from religion. If you when you open up the front page, it always has something saying, it said like so and so is a true believer, or what was it? It said so and so is busy spreading the word, spreading evil. I mean, it's hilarious. Very heavily religious overtones. Even when they pray to you, you ever read their little prayers, Ginger?
No.
Oh, good Ginger, God of the Book of Faces, we pray unto you from this island. We need 5 fish. We are starving. Our God has left us.
I stopped after I wound up with somebody messaging me praying for me to show up in their bedroom.
What? Who is it so we can kill them? You didn't take the right approach. What kind of God is for you?
I was like, thanks. That's a pixel picture, by the way.
No, you put up a real picture of yourself. You asked for that. I told you.
No, I didn't put it up on that game, though.
You don't have to, girl. You're supposed to know better. Anyway.
that's thinking some weird stuff.
She likes attention. Leslie, no. you seen her picture she put up on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, people.
Oh, yeah.
A cute picture.
There's people licking their screens every morning.
I've been getting messages from people in game. I saw your picture. No. Back away.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, before the show, I was checking her pics out extra close.
With one hand.
Have tissue and lotion nearby.
Right. I like it rough, Ginger. Rough.
Watch this eight. Why did you do that?
I'm going to hide behind Corey now.
You can't hide behind me.
Say it. Because I'm already behind Corey. Ooh!
Ask me why do I talk?
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right, so more interesting stuff. I don't think I like this comparison that's going on here. Lollipop Chainsaw comparing themselves to Buffy?
All right, why don't you like the comparison? Because I can kind of see it, except that a zombie is not vampires.
I really can't see it at all, but whatever.
Well, I see it. The only thing that's a comparison is they're blonde and they both were cheerleaders.
They both have undead boyfriends.
Well, here's the issue with that. And I haven't played the game yet, but the argument is being made in the community that that Buffy had depth. Okay, and this character has no depth, is what I'm... Again, I have not played. I'm going on what I've heard. She has no depth. She's not really fighting because, you know, Buffy had no choice but to be who she was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are chosen. Even if you go hide, the vampire's going to find you. You're going to have to, you know... You have no choice. This one here was just trained to fight since she was little, I guess, in case the zombie apocalypse came. I don't really know the story.
So it's pretty much she is a mini mate, a baby Matrix. There we go.
But she does. Whereas her whole storyline, and this is, and guys don't necessarily understand this this way of thinking. But her whole thing in Lollipop Chainsaw, she's fighting for her guy. Whereas Buffy again was fighting because she had no choice. It was not for a guy. Every once in a while, you know, she's got to go save Xander, or she had to go save Angel, or she had to save, you know, all the boyfriends she's had through the show. Every once in a while.
How many boyfriends did she have?
I don't know. But you know what my favorite one was? And this kind of goes along with the story. Buffy had a guy that she met in college that she ended up having sex with, and she was, you know, thinking it meant something. It meant nothing to him. And for her, that was like the ultimate rejection. And you would think, you know, she's strong and she can fight, but she was very soft, very feminine, hurt her feelings. But turns out she got drunk and the beer was cursed. So it reverted her and whoever drank it back to cavemen. So the whole show, before she drinks the beer, she's imagining, you know, what he'd do if she got to save him, how he'd thank her. He'd give her ice cream and he'd have his shirt open blowing in the wind. And, oh, Buffy, thank you for saving me. So when she actually...
Ice cream?
Yeah, it was a whole stereotypical thing because, you know, guys think if I bring you ice cream. Duh.
Really?
Yeah. So
I just want to bring you a popsicle.
So the show goes that after she drinks the beer, she's caved Buffy, she saves him, and he's standing there. He actually does come and thank her, and he's all starry-eyed. Oh, thank you, Buffy. You're such a wonderful woman. And then she looks at him, and then she clubs him over the head. Boom. And then she walks away, you know, like, fuck you. So this is where they're saying this character is kind of, she's missing the heart. She's just, all she is costumes. They were saying they spent so much time doing the costumes, they didn't give her any depth to where she can even, you know, you could put her in the same camp as Buffy. Obviously, when you look at it, you think Buffy, and they capitalized on that. But remember I was telling you this when we were getting the pictures, and this is why they didn't send us a copy. At first they asked us, did we want a copy? Notice one never showed up here.
This is true. This is very true.
I just
want
to know if you wanted one.
I wanted to play it.
No, they came specifically and sought us out. I didn't ask because most times I'll ask, you know, can we have a copy? They specifically sought us out because when I saw it, I was like, I'm not interested. When I saw the cheerleader costume, I immediately, you know, started thinking, eh. I went and I looked at it. We did the news that morning and they said, well, please, you know, we'd love to give you guys copies. See what you think. We want to know what you think. And then they listened to the podcast that morning and they were like, we didn't hear back from them anymore. But the whole thing that they had up was nothing but costumes and pictures of her hugged up to other girls. And the important thing is you cannot have this in a game when you're trying to appeal to the female demographic. And they really are. They just got lost somewhere. I don't know who got confused over there. What were you smoking that day? We don't mind if she's hot, but she has to have some depth. It can't be all about the costumes. You can add the costumes, but, you know, but we don't want her fighting for her guy because, you know, I know guys are like that. In every movie, the guy's like, you killed my wife, my kids, and then they go out and kill everybody. And the girl's like, I'm just having a bad day, and you're in my fucking way. Fuck you.
You know, that's the truth, too.
We don't operate that way. Don't get us wrong. We love our families, and we'll kill for somebody. But most of the time, it's like, did you just step on my shoe?
Oh, hell no. You did not just step on my dress. Mm-mm.
This is a $400 pair of shoes, and you... Oh, I'm going to kick your ass. Girl, hold my earrings. Hold my earrings. See, and y'all thought... Y'all thought women had more depth when we fight. No, it's over something that small.
Yeah.
Bitch, did you still punch on my shoe?
Oh, hell no.
And I will not lie. I have picked a fight before if somebody pulled my hair.
No.
For doing what?
I
pull my hair.
Oh, yeah, that's a big no-no. Big, big no-no. You don't touch the hair. Especially here in Texas, man, because that shit is like sprayed and in place. You move one piece and the whole shit comes apart.
It wasn't even that. I was a very young dominatrix, and y'all heard me say this before. I had hair down to my ass. I cut it. The day I turned 21, I cut it off. And I was at a club when I was 20, and some bitch pulled my hair. So I just wanted to see if it was real. Is this fist real? Look, is this fist real, bitch? Okay, yeah.
That's before she gets...
Wow.
This knife real?
Who the hell does that? What is wrong with people? You do not touch people.
See? See, Ginger understands me.
See, no, I'm sorry. I don't know you. You touch me, you are liable to lose something. And I'm not talking like a purse.
She didn't ask. It wasn't a little tug either. It was a yank. Like, my head went back. I was like,
what the fuck?
See?
No.
I just wanted to see if it was real. How about you?
I want to see if your nose is real. Hold still.
Yeah, so that's when the fight broke out. So anyway, how this translates to video games, men, you really need to grab a woman to put her on the development team. We've been saying this for years. It does work. The Playboy game, I still have it in my closet, and I did sit down and play it. I don't think they followed through on some stuff. It kind of looks unfinished, maybe like and Brenda Brathwaite is the one who worked on it. It looks unfinished, like maybe they didn't want to put some of her ideas in, but it actually was an interesting enough game for me to play it through from beginning to end. It wasn't bad. And it's a Playboy game, and it is full of naked women. I remember going to the forum.
You were
going
to send it to me, right?
I think this was right. I think you were working on all those All of Our games at the time, so I had
to. Wait a minute. See,
somebody else got the Xbox when I kept the PC.
I got All of Our games. And she got the Playboy game.
We had two copies. They sent a PC and they sent an Xbox. I don't know who ended up with the Xbox version, but somebody did, and I still have the PC one because it was really an interesting game. I may go back and
look. How damn sense does that make? How much damn sense?
You know what? This is your own fault.
No damn sense.
You wouldn't have enjoyed it anyway. You really can't do anything with them. It's pretty much posing the girls in some provocative positions, and it's digital.
What? Can't do anything with that. Come on.
You really can't. There was nothing.
You can do so much. It's not what you do with them. It's what you do with yourself while you're doing things with them.
Well, I wasn't really wanting to do that. You know, I'm about taking some pictures, so I was managing to get some nice pictures. But of course, the game was rating my pictures low for the cover. You're not showing enough skin. Or they want to see nipple. I was like, what?
Wow. You know, I didn't think Playboy actually showed any of the bits.
They'll show a nipple.
Will they?
Yeah.
I told you how many times I've actually looked at Playboy.
Yeah, they'll show a nipple.
Right,
Wait, what? Like, she didn't think they would show nipples in Playboy?
It depends on who
Possibly
you are.
Maybe,
I think Playboy won't show the goodies when you're a star. Like, you're
No. They show everything. It's just like, it's not like full on, like, full bore in your face.
Oh, yeah, they don't have it. They're not holding it open like they do.
I don't see the point of paying for Playboy when you can just go to Google Images and get the same thing.
This is true. Now, this is true, especially since when you go to Google Images, you can get Playboy on Google Images.
upload them.
So why would you? Just like cutting
up. Nobody tell Hugh Hefner that you can go and do this.
All right. So the other thing I want to bitch about. Can I bitch? All right. We had the whole thing with the Habbo go down. The little children's...
Why do you go from porn to little children? It's just messing my head up. Damn.
I know. All right, so Habbo happened last week. Week before last. Anyways, maybe last 2 weeks. It was the internet cafe of sorts, but it was a hotel for teens to hang out with. And now Club Disney is saying, you know what, we're going to amp up our security. I'm still pissed off. Why wasn't your security top-notch in the first place? Sure, you're pouring, $4.7 million in it now, but why is this an afterthought? This just annoys me. No?
Wait a minute. What did you say? Who happened?
Disney is going to spend $4.7 million on their Club Penguin now because of the whole Habbo thing, how Habbo had no security and had the whole pedophiles in it. Now Disney is trying to kind of cut it off, make sure it doesn't get to Club Penguin with anybody looking there to see if there are pedophiles there.
I told you that Disney wasn't quite that secure. You can log in without an account on Disney. And
I'm
post
just curious that you have these places that are made for children, and you're only thinking about it now that it's come to light that, oh, hey, look, there are pedophiles on the internet. Because, the pedo bear joke hasn't been going around the internet for God knows how long, right?
There are probably still people that don't even know what that means. Let's say a fuzzy little bear is interested in children. That's nice.
No.
We all know the internet is a wild west and that our government is too inept at this point to know what to do with it. And some people are just squeezing by because the government is too inept to know what to do with it. And I'm not saying that they need to be heavily involved, but I'm going to go back to this again. You should have a license to be on the internet. You should have one, end of discussion. And I don't mean necessarily for them to track you, but so that we know that you are safe to be on the internet. Or if we need to track you, if you are a pedophile, then we'll do so. But if you are a person, I'm going to say of any age, I think you need to pass a certain test to get a license to say you're allowed to be on the internet. You know what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do. So that when you go to court as a citizen in the digital world, be like, you knew you were not supposed to be downloading child pornography because it says here in Section 5 of your license test that you took at the VPS, that's right, the Virtual Public and Safety Office. But you took this test and just said this is illegal. So therefore, your ass is going to jail. Not, I didn't know I was downloading child pornography. We gave you a list of the sites. You were on site number 6. What? So, no. Our government, this is where they need to step up instead of trying to go after Mega Upload and say, you got stuff on your server.
You know, I like this idea. I totally support that idea.
I don't understand why we don't have that. I don't understand. It's really easy. You give people a book. These are basic things that you need to know to be on the internet. You need to know, what is it today? Some guy told me, I said, how many browsers do you have on your computer? What's a browser? Are you fucking kidding me?
Really?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Wasn't he that guy that Mario had to fight the last level?
If he had said that, I maybe would have thought that was cool even, because at least he has some point of reference. Okay, Bowser. Okay. Think of your browser like Bowser.
Wow.
I have nothing to give you. I can't help you with that. And it's on one hand, it's not necessarily their fault that they don't know these things. They just go out and buy them and turn them loose. And it'd be different if it's something like a pen. You know, you don't really need to know how to use a pen. You know that you can stab people with it if you so chose to, and you write with it. But people are getting into too much trouble. They're getting their money stolen. They're stealing other people's money. They don't know how to operate shit and getting in trouble. They're messing up their neighbor's stuff. People getting viruses, just all kinds of crazy shit, all because they don't know what they're doing. And I'm not talking about full-fledged internet. I don't need them knowing how to program and see. Just when I say the word browser, you go, well, I have Chrome, Firefox, Safari, Opera. I need you to know these things. These are basics that you should know. I can't get mad at them, but I wanted to shake that man.
What's a browser?
What's a browser?
You know what? Lean over. You see the nice glowing button on your tower? Turn it off. Turn it off. Box the holding up to me. Send it here.
And all you do is hit the button up front, and you get a handy cup holder.
You know, this is what I want to say. Okay, I would like for you to open up the My Computer icon. Okay, now, right-click on where it says C, colon, yes, and right at the bottom where it says Format, go ahead and click that. Go ahead and do that.
Wow. That is nuts.
It's ridiculous. It's scary and ridiculous because these people are loose on the internet. The people don't know how to protect themselves. I have so many parents that keep handing the phone. For y'all who don't know, I have tech support for a contract for somebody now. They're handing the phone to their kids, saying, "Here, set up the internet." Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow. Because that seems safe. That seems like a good thing to do. I mean, because you want your child roaming the internet where you can't even follow or see what they're doing or monitor or keep them safe. There are sick people out there, people. There are no longer people in vans with candy roaming your streets, so I'm sure they're still out there. Now they're on the internet. They're in the little magic box.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Corey got me started on this game. That's how Corey got me started working for her. She promised me candy.
But she did, too.
And then she stole my innocence.
You know, I don't know if it's stolen if, you know, you, like, begged her to take it.
Mm-hmm. I have not touched him. That's all wishful thinking on his part.
Speaking of being begged to be taken, did you guys hear that there's a new, possible new PlayStation 3 model in the works?
A what? Oh, yes. The slim, the little skinny.
Yeah.
Don't they already have a slim PS3?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this is going to be slimmer. Slimmer is going to be the anorexic version. version.
Is this the Atkins? Is this the Atkins PS3?
No, it's the Weight Watchers PS3.
No, I mean,
Jenny Craig PS3.
What is this like? I'm serious. Is this like the bulimic PS3? I don't understand why they need another one. Why?
That would be a funny advertisement actually. You know how they have Jennifer Hudson doing the Weight Watchers commercial where she's slim. We need to get somebody. We need to what's your boy Kevin Butler? He needs to come out holding the PlayStation 3, the new slimmer one, and sing "Sun Up in the Sky." You know how I feel. New slimmer PS3 because it works. There you go.
Wow.
There you go, Sony. You can have that one.
That's a freebie.
Loves you, people. Y'all are awesome.
I just do not understand why you'd need another one.
As Jay said, the same reason Nintendo comes out with a new version, because it's more money and they make it smaller, better, faster. I just wait for them to finish. Honestly, I'm waiting on them to, because you know we've already got a new 3DS coming out with a bigger screen, bigger thumbtack,
smaller,
better,
faster. Just waiting for them to finish. Sorry. Sorry.
Bad Ginger.
I know. I derailed.
Naughty Ginger.
No way, Matt. Whoa. And then he pulls out that voice. All right.
So naughty.
You don't want
that. Anyways.
Doing that today, mate. You don't want to be doing that today, mate.
Oh, really? Oh, I get it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes.
No.
So has anybody got a chance to try out the Maya replacement Steam put out, or the free Maya type tool that Steam put out?
No.
Mm-mm.
No. There's been a lot of interesting, go to YouTube, there's been a lot of interesting videos out there that people have put together from that, using that tool. One of my favorite ones was, you guys remember Ed, and Eddie? Watch out when you're
God, I hated that show.
Yeah, well, I thought it was funny. There was I'm gonna post something in the chat room. By the way, if you're not in the chat room tonight, you're listening to us later, not live. You should be in the chat room because there are all kinds of cool links I've been posting since we started the show. One of them is a little video something put together where they basically took Ed, and Eddie the show, and they kind of they dubbed over some Team Fortress 2 funness using the new Valve.
Good Lord.
Video tool. I thought that was cool.
Good Lord, that man's got a serious addiction. I thought
I do. I'm telling you, I'm still waiting for the Steam summer sale. Hasn't happened yet.
He needs
I'm
help.
Disappointed.
Yeah, he needs like a 12-step program.
A patch.
Did you hear about the ransom that some Steam fans put out on the internet? There's a video of a couple of guys. There was basically a man sitting in a chair, blindfolded, tied up to a chair in the middle of a room, and there were two men. Wearing masks on either side of them, holding guns.
That sounds fun, except if it's the wrong person sitting in a chair. But continue.
It was a video. It was addressed to Gabe Newell, the owner of Valve, or I guess CEO, founder of Valve. Basically threatening that if the Steam summer sale didn't start soon, that they were going to mail bits and pieces of this man back to Gabe.
Interesting.
So far, I don't know if he survived yet. There's been no Steam summer sale yet, so no response yet from Valve headquarters to the threats on this poor man's life. Please, Valve, respond.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is it somewhere on that video that says it is for joke purposes, entertainment purposes? Because if not, some people might be going to jail.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's very clear in the video that it is.
No, I don't know. I don't see. This is where people get into trouble. When we tell you all know your laws and your rights, if it is not on that video that it says this is for entertainment purposes only, no one is harmed, somebody is going to jail. That is a felony.
You're talking about in all of the Dave Chappelle skits that happened with all the crazy...
Dave Chappelle is on a TV network where they have already cleared with the FCC that this is a comedy show. You're telling me there's just a video floating around on the internet where they have a guy tied up in a chair and it's not clear if they're serious or not? They're going to jail. I don't care what you think it might be, or you say, I think it's funny. What if it's not, and it doesn't say on there that it's, you know, it's a joke?
I'm pretty sure that it's pretty clear that it's a joke.
No.
You know, I would say nobody would kill over something like that.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm pretty sure
that
everybody...
Well, but then you've got, you know, you've got idiots who kill.
But I'm posting a picture, a snapshot from the video in the chat room.
You know, that always worries me about people, and they don't understand the legalities of things that you do. This is why we have people that, you know, say crazy shit to people or feel like they have the right to say stuff, because they don't understand that you don't have the right to say this. If you have not put on there that it is not that it is for entertainment purposes, not only, even if it's a joke, can they be sued or go to jail, somebody else watching it can say, you know, that disturbed me, and therefore I'm going to sue you because you didn't say that it was for entertainment purposes. You got to cover your ass. You've been with me long enough to know that. Cover your fucking ass. You don't want anybody coming after you. That should have been the first thing on that video, if it's not, is that this is a joke. We do not intend to kill this person. This is not real. We're not going to hurt him. This is a joke. Got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, the video, I don't think there was really much in there. This is, first of all, they said if it's a joke, people are saying it's sickening, disturbing, insensitive, and yet hilarious.
See? Somebody's going to get sued. You got to cover your asses. Dudes out there who made the video, if you're listening, go back and just, it's really easy. You put your little, you lay your little text over your video. This is for entertainment purposes only. It is a joke. It is intended to be fun.
What, if you're in the chat room, I'm just now posting a link to it. You decide. This is You Decide 2012. Click on that. Check it out for yourself if you're a listener of the show. If not, I'm sorry, too bad. Should have been in the chat room.
And if it's not a joke, dude, I'm sorry we didn't help you. There was a girl who did who was doing a show like
this. Oh, all right. That gun right there is fake. You know, because of the orange tip. Sorry.
It's good. That still don't make
something. Hey, orange tips can kill.
It could have been. It could have just painted the orange. Could
that's Carrot Top's girlfriend.
Oh,
Blassie, you did it. Faster. So nasty.
You're so nasty.
Yuck.
I am. What of it?
Why are you nasty?
What about it? What about it?
All right. It's almost time for us to go.
Okay.
The first of many times we will tell you if you are down Texas way this weekend or if you can get down this way, the Ginger and I will be out at RTX. Unfortunately, we will not be there for you. We are there to get you some news of what's going on with Red vs. Blue. Try to get you some video of...
Ready W!
Ready Wong.
Yes. So we'll be trying to get you some exclusive video of hands-on video of Halo 4 because Ginger's gonna drive me about fucking fatty if I don't figure out the booth. And
Halo
of course,
4.
Keep an eye
hands
on
on.
Our
hands-on. You say?
Yes, hands-on, rubbing, touching, loving on it. Did he really play Katy Perry?
Yeah, he did.
I was requested by Ginger. You were on the show earlier. It was requested by Ginger. Take it up with her.
She did? She requested us? Oh, we're going to have to talk.
He gave me choices.
We're on Twitter. We're on all the social medias. Like us if you like us. Like us if you don't. That will teach us a damn lesson about getting on social media. See you guys later.
See you in the morning.